Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word from our weekly sermons. This week, we're looking at the second in the series on spiritual disciplines or spiritual development. If you, after listening to it, have some questions, we'll let you know how you can contact us at the end of the podcast. And here we are, at March 13th sermon from Matthew 6, 1 to 15. When you go and do good deeds, don't try to show off. If you do, you won't get a reward from your Father in heaven. When you give to the poor, don't blow a loud horn. That's what show-offs do in the meeting places and on the street corners because they are always looking for praise. I can assure you that they have already gotten their reward. When you give to the poor, don't let anybody know about it. Then your gift will be given in secret. Your Father knows what is being done in secret, and he will reward you. When you pray, don't be like those show-offs who love to stand up and pray in the meeting places and on the street corners. They do this just to look good. I can assure you that they have already gotten their reward. When you go into a room alone and close the door. Pray to your Father in private. He knows what is done in private, and he will reward you. When you pray, don't talk on and on as people do who don't know God. They think God likes to hear long prayers. Don't be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask. You should pray like this. Our Father in heaven, help us to honor your name. Come and set up your kingdom so that everyone on earth will obey you as you are obeyed in heaven. Give us our food for today. Forgive us for doing wrong as we forgive others. Keep us from being tempted and protect us from evil. If you forgive others for the wrongs they do to you, your Father in heaven will forgive you. But if you don't forgive others, your Father will not forgive you your sins. So as I mentioned, this is week two of us talking about spiritual disciplines, or as I have craftily renamed it now, spiritual development. What we are talking about is doing what we need to do to grow our faith, to learn new ways and to remember old ways we have learned about before to grow our relationship with God. Yes, you could even think about them as exercises for your spiritual muscles. But you could also think about them as adventures or even opportunities, ways and times where you can learn new things, experience new experiences, and become more and more like Jesus. Calling them disciplines is good. I just wonder if thinking of them more like the sunlight, water, and fertilizer for our spirits, the stuff we need to grow might sound more inviting and more positive, maybe even more exciting, perhaps even something you might want to share with friends and family. The reality is, no matter what we call them, they're all spiritual growth ideas, because growing closer to Jesus, feeling like you're more in tune with what Jesus is thinking and doing in the world, is just so cool. And we can do that in a lot of different ways, including by doing what you are doing right now, that is, worshiping with the faith community. I remember Jen D'Esposito last week pointed out that regular worship is, in fact, a spiritual discipline. It's in the list. So is reading the Bible, participating in fellowship, going on mission trips, gathering in small group Bible studies, and even things like meditating on one of the many wonderful names the Bible uses when talking about God, like Jehovah Jireh, or God the Provider. Think about that for a while, and then think about what the Lord Prayer says. Give us this day our daily bread. There are all kinds of spiritual exercises that can be bread for us and make our faith stronger. Because spiritual growth is all about getting better, stronger, because we could all use a more robust faith. Life is challenging, so we need to be ready, strong, and prepared. And spiritual growth can help us meet the challenges that life regularly throws at us. Fasting, prayer, listening to God, embracing simplicity, unplugging, and more can draw us closer to God. And in the process, we can become more humble, more caring, more loving, and quite honestly, better able to be God's person in our settings. So what do? For one, we pray. How many of us think we already know how to pray? But prayer is like so many other things in life. You can know how to cook, or you can know how to cook. Frying an egg in a pan and making a perfect omelet are not the same things, and is true for most spiritual disciplines. There's the beginner's level, and then there is that deeper advanced level. And I'm not talking about praying fancy words, but rather gaining a deeper respect for prayer and for prayer's power. Because over time, we have seen how God both hears our prayers and moves in our lives and in our world in amazing and truly powerful ways because of prayer. We pray because beginner prayers are just as much as a delight to God as the prayers of God's most fervent and devoted followers. We pray because prayer at its essence is all about you and I talking to God heart to heart, like a child talking to mom or dad about what's going on in their world. It's not about fancy flowing words. Rather, it's a conversation where we pour out our hearts and let God reveal his own. Jesus even suggests that when we pray, we do it in private, on our own, just God and you or me. Jesus tells us we should go into a room and close the door and pour out our hearts. We are to tell God what we're rejoicing about and what we're scared about. We are to share with the Lord what hurts we're facing and what is hurting others we love. And then we are to watch and wait, expectant that God will not only answer our prayers, but be ready for God to show us a better way to think about what we're struggling with, or a better way to celebrate all that we are rejoicing in. Jesus, while talking with his disciples, even offered them an example of a wonderful, sincere prayer, telling them, pray like this. Not so much pray this, though we do, but rather pray like this. Pray a prayer that sounds like this, that is warm and familiar and respectful and joyous. Pray a prayer that remembers your responsibilities while at the same time gently reminds God of his promises, or maybe more importantly, reminds us of them. Pray a prayer that says things you wouldn't have been afraid to say to your own parents when you were little, while remembering that while God is our heavenly parent, God is also the creator and sustainer of all that is. Do as Jesus said, pray, without the need for others to see, and then somehow reward you for your faithfulness. Instead, pray because it makes you stronger and more settled in your faith. Pray, and in doing so, watch your spirit grow. Pray because you want God's presence to fill you, all the while remembering that every prayer you pray is also an invitation, not only for God to do something, but for you to do something as well. Pray because God is listening. Amen. Hope you enjoyed our podcast for this week. If you'd like to contact us, you can do that at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or check out our website at otisvillepress.org. Thank you for joining us.